Hello, success builders. It's Mark Yeagy here, wealth architect and lifestyle investor. And you're tuned into the only podcast where we help you create your destiny from the ground up. More people than ever want to be happy and create freedom through winning investment strategies and a success mindset. In this show, we talk about making dreams come true through passive income, building a fun lifestyle on a foundation of freedom. If you're looking to take your life not just to the next level, but 10 levels up, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Wealth Architect Podcast. Now, let's go build your destiny. This is the Wealth Architect Podcast. Hey, welcome back to the Wealth Architect Podcast. And today we're going to be talking about Warren Buffett, one of my favorite investors, not kind of the same style I use, but it sure does work over time. He does really well. And you know why he does well? Because he concentrates on things. And just now he made an announcement that he's been buying some extra Occidental Petroleum. Now, if you look at Warren Buffett's track history, it's not just about certain investments that he's made. It's about how he's made those investments. And he generally goes really deep. Now, you know, in life, if you go really deep at anything, you're going to be good at it, right? You can be fluffy and you can read headlines, or you can go really deep and find out what makes the article tick or what makes people tick or whatever. Warren Buffett does that. He spends about 4 hours a day reading. He's always looking at numbers and he's always looking at macro trends. So right now we've got some war going on in Ukraine and Warren Buffett sees it. And you know, a few years ago, Warren Buffett bought some of this railway, right? And everybody's like, why is he buying a railway? Railways are dead, you know? But look at him now, right? Railways are in huge demand. Truckers are in even bigger demand, so they need the railways as well. And so transportation is huge. And Warren Buffett thinks it's going to be the next industry, the biggest industry for the next 100 years. And now he sees something going on in Russia, in Ukraine, in the world, right? He also sees some macroeconomic trends that are coming from politicians. All these people that are like, oh, we have global warming, even though the science is not proven, yes, one way or the other. If it were proven, it wouldn't even be a debate, but it's still a debate, right? So whether you believe it or you don't believe it, Warren Buffett thinks there's an opportunity. And that's what we're about here on the Wealth Architect Podcast, is there an opportunity to make money? Warren Buffett thinks there is. So there's war going on. The Russian-Ukraine situation is going to present some problems for the flow of oil, not just from and to Russia, but it's going to be from the other countries in the world that put out oil, including the United States. But unfortunately, the United States has been hamstrung since the end of 2020, beginning of 2021, when Joe Biden signed into law some kind of, well, it wasn't really law, it was an executive order that says shut off all the pipelines and stop all the drilling and slow everything way down. And the U.S. went from a net exporter of oil, where we were finally financially and oil independent, to now we're dependent on other countries. So instead of burning our own oil to create global warming, now we burn Saudi oil. And at the same time, we burn Russian oil and we burn Iraqi oil and we burn oil from OPEC and Yemen and Kuwait. But apparently those oils don't have any kind of carbon dioxide or any fluorocarbons. It's only the U.S. oils that are the ones that create global warming. So now we, instead of keeping the money here and using it in our economy, what we do is we export the money. We send it overseas and we buy oil from Russia. And now Russia gets to finance their war, right? Does that make sense to you guys? Like, we send money to Russia so they can finance their war, but we could have bought the money here in the United States and just kept the velocity of money back here. Let me show you a couple of articles that are going to show you why I think Warren Buffett, they don't call him the Oracle of Omaha for nothing, why I think Warren Buffett has this one right. And I think energy is the play for the next couple of years. And if you get in on it now, like Warren Buffett's doing, you're probably going to do really well, because I think the world is going to realize you can't just run windmills and you can't just run solar panels, because when the wind doesn't blow and the solar doesn't shine, the sun doesn't shine, you're not creating any energy. And so you need other kinds of energy. You're going to need nuclear, which half of Europe has shut down because they deemed it to be, you know, dangerous, when it's proven to be one of the safest and cleanest fuels that there is out there. And they've moved toward solar primarily, and a bit of wind on all their mountains over there. So take a look at Warren Buffett has to say right here. So here's an article on YouTube Finance that says basically, Warren Buffett thinks this investment will be the firm's key asset in 100 years, while Cathie Woods calls it a bad idea. Well, Cathie Wood, her ARK investment, it's an innovation fund, and she's done pretty well over time. But since all of a sudden she's gotten this fame, she's kind of jumped the shark. And I think her fund is down like 55% or something like that. I'm not saying that's a bad thing, because hedge fund managers and fund managers, they go up and they go down. And I get that. I'm one of them. And not everything's hunky-dory all the time. But she's like betting against Warren Buffett. Like, don't say it's a bad idea to Warren Buffett. Like, I don't agree with him all the time either. I don't invest the way he does. But I'm not going to tell him that his investments are a bad idea. Come on, Cathie. I'll venture a rare prediction. BNSF Railway will be a key asset for Berkshire and our country a century from now, Buffett said in his annual letter to shareholders, right? So he puts out this letter to shareholders every year, and he talks about his investments. Now, I remember when he made this investment, I don't know, it was like 10 years ago or something. Everybody was like, oh, that's the dumbest thing ever. Dumb. Yeah, it's worth a ton. So now let's fast forward to what Warren Buffett is doing. He is closing in on Occidental Petroleum. As crude prices surge, right? Oil hit $15 a barrel. I'll show you a chart in just a second. $115 a barrel just this week. I never thought I'd see that, at this time, you know, but we have inflationary stuff going on everywhere, guys. I've been talking about it for a year, year and a half. I don't know if anybody's been listening to me, but I've been predicting it. And if you listen to me, you got positioned properly and you're playing some of these investment hedges and you're making money. Otherwise, you're down 40, 50% in the market because all these tech stocks and all these other stocks are down. But anyway, I digress. So check out what he said. He said, Berkshire Hathaway, the conglomerate run by billionaire Warren Buffett, boosted his investment in energy giant Occidental Petroleum, OXY is the symbol, as oil prices hit their highest level in almost a decade. And so he's going on to say that there's tons of potential in the space. Let's take a look at the chart on crude oil. Look at this chart. Like, yes, it was down when nobody was buying oil, because I don't know if you drove on the streets in 2020, but there was nobody driving. So of course, it went to basically zero for a very short period of time. And boy, wouldn't it have been nice to buy it at a buck or two. And I don't know if you did, but if you did, you did great, because now it hit 115 yesterday. There it is at 115.68. So oil is rebounding, and it's rebounding in a very, very strong way. And it will continue to rebound as long as there's chaos in the East, in the Middle East, and there's going to be chaos there for a while. So you got to watch that. And taking a look at the chart on Oxy, you know, it's been very predictable for months and months and months. See that red line that I've drawn there? That red line that I've drawn there just basically shows that it's doing fine. And then all of a sudden it has a breakout. Now there's a lot of energy behind the breakout. Look at the bottom of the chart where it shows the volume. Look at those five or six or seven bars of volume compared to all the other ones. Like there, it's like double, right? The world knows that there's going to be an oil shortage. When there's a shortage of something, prices go up. Warren Buffett knows that there's going to be a shortage of oil, and we can't get rid of oil. Like, I don't know why we all of a sudden think we can get rid of oil. Oil is everything we use. I got this pen in front of me. It's made out of plastic. That's oil. I go get in my car. The whole car is made out of plastic. The dash, the steering wheel, you know, the side coverings, the fake wood that's in there, you know, it's all made of petroleum. Like, these people have their head in the ground if they think we're going to get rid of fossil fuels. And if we just quit drilling for them and we quit transporting them a la pipelines and railroads, they're just going to get more expensive. That means everybody's going to pay more money. And you think you're going to get rid of those things because you charge everybody more money because of the things that they're using, and you want to get away from, you know, digging the ground. Like, at some point you have to be realistic. People dig aluminum out of the ground. Nobody's saying, oh, we need to get aluminum, you know, get rid of aluminum. That costs money and puts stuff in the air to dig that stuff out of the ground. Same thing with all the other things that are resources. Societies go along with energy. If you lack energy, your society doesn't progress. Look at some of the third world countries around the world. They are not energy producers. The energy producers around the world, you know, have some advantages. There's like $24,000 a year, if I remember right, per Kuwaiti citizen, just for being born a Kuwaiti. That comes from all the oil they sit on, right? That's an energy dependent economy. They're not very innovative, and they don't have a culture that wants to strive for doing things, because they get $24,000 a year of free money and a free apartment and whatever else is free. But those countries, even that whole area, they're sitting on tons of oil. Yeah, we're using it, but we're sitting on tons of oil as well. But we use it, and we use it to get innovation, and we use it to create jobs, and we use it to create massive companies that rule the world and help the world out. So anyway, I'm getting off on the tangent here, but the point is, if you're looking at an investment right now, start looking in the energy world. Maybe you don't like it, maybe you do, but the bottom line is, I don't care. I want to make money on energy, because energy is the future. And whether you like that we're using it to make, you know, to help the economy and help people in the world or not, is not the issue. Is can you make a buck on it? If you don't want to make a buck on it, invest in something else. Invest in electric cars, which are going to use energy also. And by the way, not all the energy comes from the sun and the wind. Like, you plug it into your car and gas produces it, nuclear produces it, coal still produces it. Sure, a little sun and wind can produce it and go into that, but it's a very minuscule amount. So, you know, find other things to invest in. But here's a no-brainer. And if you're going to follow Warren Buffett, this is the one to look at, or certainly the sector to look at. See you next time on the Wealth Architect Podcast.
You've been listening to the Wealth Architect Podcast with Mark Yeagy. Follow us on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Like and subscribe on YouTube. Share and tell your friends. See you soon.